This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. Great resource. You know, a little coffee conversation comes up every now and then. Somebody's heard something about, energy or whatever. And a great conversation to say, without coal, we don't have that baseload, reliable, affordable energy that's always on, polar vortex or not, always going. And, of course, it's good paying jobs. It's a ton of economic impact. It's money into the coffers of the state, all of that. It's also clean air. Think of that. We're generating the power here with coal, the power plants here, and we have among the cleanest air in the country. So find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. We welcome you to the program today we call What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City, North Dakota, where Governor Doug Burgum will visit today. We have a busy program. The Lieutenant Governor, the former mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford, will join us in a little bit. We're actually at the elementary school. This is a K through 2 elementary school. I don't know that I've ever heard of a K through 2 elementary school before. Maybe I have. I don't know. I've heard of a kindergarten academy, you know, where you have one school and it's all the kindergartens, but I don't know that I've heard of K through 2, but that's how they had to break it up because of this enormous growth. 550 kids here, just K through 2. Next year they'll have third grade for a time, and that'll balloon them to 650. So pretty amazing what's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Steve Holden, the superintendent of schools, will join us today on the program. The governor will join us, the lieutenant governor, and other folks as well to talk about what is happening here in Watford City, North Dakota, so we look forward to that. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back after a little hiatus. Did you find a place to eat at the Mall of America? I know you were looking for a spot.
Yeah, well, one, I hadn't been at MOA in a while, and I got a lot of recommendations and stuff that doesn't exist anymore there, so apparently I'm not the only one who hadn't been there in a while. But we just ended up at some Mexican place near the comedy place we were going to, and had a good time.
Everything was good? Yeah, you had a good little hiatus, good little break?
You can pop onto my Facebook page and see the king-size margaritas, and I carry limited her to two drinks. I didn't realize just how she'd push that issue. It's like saying you can only have one cup of coffee, but you drink it out of a pot, you know? It's
yeah, wow. King-size margaritas. I see how your vacations are.
Well, yeah, every once in a while, a person's just got to get away and stuff.
So I have one coming up, a vacation that is, not a margarita, in Norway. I don't think there'll be many margaritas over there. I don't know. We'll find out. But
what would a Norwegian margarita be?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do they even have them? What do they, you know, we get into margaritas sometimes in our time off. What do they get into?
I also decided that I'm going to do a couple of, I don't know how many. We'll see how the connections work and everything in the schedule, but for sure a few radio shows from over there. I had so many stories last time from, you know, people that were, my favorite being the storekeeper who, once she found out I was from North Dakota, wanted to engage in a conversation about DAPL. Of course, I was there to escape the whole DAPL insanity, and this woman wants to talk about the DAPL.
Yeah, they want to find out the truth, not what the national media or international media is doing.
So then I engaged, and she said that she hated oil. So I asked for her phone. And she said, why do you want that? I said, well, I'm going to take it. You can't, no oil, no phone. You don't have a smartphone. How many components do you think come from petroleum? She looked at me like I had three heads, you know. And then she says, what was the other thing? Oh, Donald Trump is stupid. That was the other thing of wisdom from this 20-something Norwegian girl. And I said, well, you know, we could talk back and forth a little bit about things you might like or not like about his policies or whatever, but I think you'd have to argue that given success in business and development and building and defeating 16 of the most prominent Republicans and then defeating the Clinton machine to be president, he's not stupid. But you know, anyway, those are the kind of fun conversations I'm hoping to recreate for you from Norway. So we look forward to that. Actually, today in Watford City, the reason we're here is the Main Street Initiative is on. And we're going to talk with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We're going to talk with Governor Doug Burgum and others today on the program. The Main Street Initiative is, I always describe it really as a kind of a workforce issue, kind of a quality of life issue. You know, there's a property tax element to it. How do you develop your communities in a smart manner so that you minimize the impacts on taxpayers? There's a lot of different elements to it. And because it's called Main Street Initiative, obviously a lot of people focus on the Main Street side of it. The governor and lieutenant governor today will walk Main Street in Watford City. And, you know, Main Streets are important. There's no doubt about it. They got a great one in Watford City, and there's a couple of examples of those throughout the state. But I think that's just sort of a quality of life thing. Some towns may say, hey, let's put a few eggs in the basket of downtown, and let's have a really cool downtown. And I have to tell you that when you, are hiring somebody in Fargo-Moorhead, for instance, and they're flying in from North Carolina, you don't take them to West Acres and say, hey, look at our mall. Because, you know what, they've got a mall just like West Acres where they live. You know, maybe ours is a little bit better. I mean, the food court's kind of nice. You know, I like the art. But, you know, what I'm saying, a mall is a mall is a mall for the most part. Downtown, you go, what in the world, a skyscraper going up, boutique hotels, really cool places to eat. What the heck's this farmer's market over here? You start going, this is cool, this is neat. These are the kind of things that attract people. Now, gray hairs like me might not be as, fired up about some of that stuff. But I'll tell you what millennials are. That's where they want to live. That's where they want to eat. That's where they want to hang out. And I'm here to tell you, you don't attract millennials and you don't have a workforce. So that's the kind of things that get discussed in a Main Street Initiative. And it's really it's fascinating. I love being a fly on the wall of these things and just sort of hearing the conversations that happen. And I also think it's a good example of how you have, a governor that comes outside the typical, right? I mean, think about this, folks, for a minute. The president of the United States right now is a business person who, for the first time ever, put his name on a ballot as president of the United States. I mean, you can't make that up. It just doesn't happen. And honestly, Governor Burgum, same thing. You know, he'd always been in business. Grew up in Arthur on the farm, goes to Stanford, ends up at McKinsey, a great consulting firm, connects with a lot of folks, buys a business in Fargo, becomes Great Plains Software, sells it to Microsoft, top four leadership in all of Microsoft, a globally known, juggernaut of a company, and all of a sudden decides, I'm going to step aside from my, slower pace after retiring from Microsoft and run for governor. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. You know, I mean, that's pretty extraordinary. I think it'd be a smart thing for all of us to embrace that and say, wow, how does that benefit us? How does that benefit my community? When he comes in, or the lieutenant governor comes in, having had best practice experience in Watford City, and has a conversation with us about what could make our town more of an attraction for workforce, should we embrace that? Or should we cross our hands and say, we don't do it like that? You know, I mean, why wouldn't you embrace it? Why wouldn't you have the conversation? So they're fun. They're really good. When people embrace it, engage, and do it, it really is, I think, pretty extraordinary. And, you couldn't do what these two are doing in every state, given, the population in North Dakota. It's a good fit. You know a lot of the folks. You can affect some serious change. So it's a good reason to take a seat at the table and participate in this, and I enjoyed a great deal. So, a lot of fun. Telephone numbers for you to weigh in on anything today. First of all, text Todd or I, Todd or me, 701-367-2054 is my text number. Todd's at 701-226-8503. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texture says, Norwegian margarita, lutefisk, and rum in a glass with lye on the rim.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
No, it sounds horrible.
I'm not saying I drink it. I'm just saying if you want to play in the stereotype. Does everybody in Mexico actually drink the same strawberry margarita thing that we do? Or whatever.
Lie on the rim. No,
I just right. This is the day. I'll give you a buck. Come on, Scott. I double dog dare you.
Just a dip it in the salt, please. One thing I want to tell you, I don't know if you saw this, but it's Fleet Week in New York City, which is really neat. They bring in some of the best the Navy has to offer, Coast Guard too, and they're all in New York City. And Fox and Friends this morning was on location on one of the carriers and doing the program. And Don Jr. was on, Donald Trump Jr., who I've had a chance to meet and interview a few times. And I've always appreciated his perspective. I thought he was especially good on the following point today. This is just a side note to ponder. We're not going to have a lot of time to talk about this today, but he talked about Joe Biden and all his years in government criticizing Donald Trump. And he said, you know, isn't it funny, a guy who's been in government 70 years, 60 years, whatever his collective time in government, now saying that Donald Trump's the problem. I think that's a good argument for the Trump campaign. I mean, total up the total amount of years in government of everybody on the Democratic field, and they're lecturing Donald Trump, who is taking his expertise from the private sector and actually getting things done in a record amount of time, and would get done a lot more if there weren't investigations and, you know, all kinds of shenanigans going on. I thought it was pretty good. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbraddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mike Lindell has lost it, folks. The MyPillow inventor loves this audience so much, he gave us something that is a deal never before offered on radio or TV. Best deal ever, where you get two MyPillows. That's right, two of them. look, there's a lot of graduations right now. There's a lot of weddings. You need gift ideas. You're kind of racking your brain. So this deal is a twofer, and it's two pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. You use the promo code Scott, and you're going to get the best. Best sleep ever. You know, by the way, they have a number of fill levels, and it has to do with your T-shirt size. So when you call, they're going to say, what size is your T-shirt? You're going to say, well, that's kind of a personal question. They only are asking because they want to make sure you get the right fill for the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. And that's how it works. You know, when they do it this way and have that patented fill, which is interlocking and adjusts to you, two things happen. You get to sleep faster and you stay there longer. So it's a great way to go. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, former mayor of Watford City, is here today for the Main Street Initiative of the Burgum-Sanford administration. Should be fun. How are you, sir?
Great. Great day to be in Watford. We picked the right weather.
Yes, isn't it something? Beautiful day.
Could be beautiful day for walking down Main Street in Watford City.
Yeah, exactly right. So what are you most excited about in the way of showcasing today from the Main Street Initiative and all the years of effort here?
Well, it's exactly that. You know, and I've already got Superintendent Holland here in the room. I mean, it's something where you'll see the collaborators come together, you know, and give a good showcase for the governor. And you know, it's pretty obvious when you look at Main Street Initiative, the Watford City, downtown Fargo, these were some of the building blocks for the wisdom, where the vision came from for the program. And you talk efficient infrastructure. We had to go through quite an extensive planning process. And when you're doing that, you don't want to have all the effect go on the taxpayer. So it's a challenging thing to balance the needs with how they're going to get paid for. How do you pay for those improvements? Also, you have to worry about, you know, how are you going to attract that workforce? And so that's really where the healthy, vibrant communities and the 21st century workforce come in. It turned into a question of what do you have to do to your community so that someone would want to move there from out of state, from outside of your community? And for small communities, that's kind of a hard question because it's obvious we're all from there. That's why I want to be here. But you already have your social groups, your friend groups, your family groups. And so what does it look like for an outsider to come into that small 1,500-person community? And turned out 10 years ago, the people would rather stay in the man camp than bring their families in. And so then we had to ask ourselves, what would it take? What does it have to look like? And it has to be inviting. It has to be open. It has to be vibrant. You know, so the different things like, you know, what Watford City's been able to do over the years with walking paths, with the Countywide Wellness Center, with the Rough Rider Center, with the improvements to the parks, with the being cognizant of the children and what the programming is at the Rough Rider Center, with putting gymnastics and hockey and all these different activity centers into that community building. I mean, all these things are cognizant of young families, young workers, keeping millennials. You know, what do the kids need to see for them to want to move back home after they go to college? You know, that's the kind of things, the questions you have to ask. And that's what Main Street Initiative boils down to. What is it going to take for your community to be that place, that growth engine, when there's the job opportunities, what's it going to take for the workers to want to settle there?
Is it a hard conversation? You said, you know, obviously people live there, they like it there, so they aren't necessarily going to say we need this or we need that. But, I mean, you're trying to sort of nudge that conversation and say, think about this from the perspective of somebody coming here to fill a job that's open. I mean, are you happy with the progress and the conversation and the openness to that challenge that you've had with these stops across the state?
Yeah, very happy with the conversations. And I have to tell you that most of the communities will be similar to what we saw in Watford City 10 years ago, where you're kind of offended to think of that question. Why wouldn't someone want to live here? But then you have to look around. I mean, when you're kind of a food desert, I mean, that was a word we talked about in the session, this legislative session, that there's the grocery stores are shutting down, the retail stores are shutting down, people drive further distances. So then what does it look like to come in and to live in that community and be a young mom with your kids in that school where the enrollment's declining? You know, what does it look like, you know, for that family coming in and asking those questions? And what do you need to do to turn that around? What type of activities need to be promoted from a leadership level in the community that can bring excitement? You know, so the Door 204 coffee shop downtown in this historic building in Watford City, I mean, that's just a shining example. You know, that's a gathering point. That's a place where Lindsay, the operator of the store, Lindsay, her dad, Gene Veeder, longtime economic developer, tells a story of meeting a young mom in there, and she's talking about, well, he said, what are you doing today? Meeting my friends. You know, and so this is where you meet. Yes, isn't this a great place? It's right in the middle of town. It's right along the walking path. We take off and walk. We push our strollers, and then asked, how long have you lived here? And she said, a couple months. You know, so I mean, it's a gathering place. It's a place for where the young people can come together.
I remember, one time bumping into Greg Tavine from Emerging Prairie at door 204.
Yeah.
and for anybody that knows Greg Tavine, Emerging Prairie, there's a guy that, again, is sort of on that, you know, that cutting edge of getting the new, younger, hip workforce here, and that's the place he gravitated to, and they do, you know, and that may seem strange to, a grayer like me, but.
I saw him at Ribfest, and he said, you know what, as former mayor, you got to be so proud of what you put together here, the biggest workforce recruiting fair ever. And I said, that's not what it is. It's Ribfest. It's for us to have fun and family and eat. And he goes, whatever. Those employers are here with their shirts on of their company, recruiting, come and work for us. We have the best ribs.
They're connected.
Greg loved it.
What are you most proud of, and what do you think would best translate to other communities when you look back at your time as mayor of Watford City, now obviously having the benefit of being all across the state? What here could best transfer to other cities for the Main Street initiatives in their community?
Well, what I always talk about in Watford City and what people notice when they come here is the collaboration between the different entities, between the different groups, between the different political subdivisions. That's key. When you look at what's happening in communities where if you have a no vote on a school, that's devastating for the school system. If you have a no vote on a sales tax initiative that you needed for infrastructure, whatever it might be, what it takes to have the whole community pushing together is, one, is you have collaboration between county commission, city council, park districts, school board, hospital, employers, industry, and in conjunction with state government. If you're all pushing together in the same direction, you can accomplish anything. So we hope we're a good shining example of that in Watford City and with what Main Street Initiative represents.
Governor Burgum is here. We're going to chat with him next. But how about you? What would you say about Watford City you think best transfers to other communities?
I got a big grin on my face because I'm thinking back. The most fun day of my entire campaign was the day I met Mayor Brent Sanford in Watford City.
More of the same, just good leaders.
It was a life-changing day for me. And to meet, when he talks about collaboration, Brent was at the center of all of that. And when I got here, I said, wow, what a remarkable community and what a remarkable leader. And it's the tradition's carrying on with all the great leaders are going to be with today here as part of the Main Street Initiative. But this is Watford's not just a shining star for North Dakota. It really is for the country. When you think about how well this community and this county has managed the rapid growth, one of the fastest growing places in our entire country, and a huge economic impact on the whole state. The whole state has benefited from the great work that's been done here in Watford.
I don't know where I saw this, but I saw a stat, McKenzie County, largest producing oil county in the country.
Yeah.
McKenzie County, number one in the whole USA.
They're moving up the list.
Yeah, exactly. Not going backwards.
They'll be passing the countries soon, I think. Forget counties.
Yeah. Lieutenant Governor and former Mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Scott.
Governor, stick around. We'll chat more when we come back. Questions or comments for any of these folks, welcome always on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. Three people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Live in Watford City today. The Main Street Initiative is here. Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford have visited Main Streets across North Dakota to learn about the unique community challenges and opportunities. And the initiative focuses on attracting and retaining a 21st century workforce, promoting healthy, vibrant communities, and facilitating smart, efficient infrastructure. Today at Outlaws Gallery, which is on the first floor of 120 Main Street at the First International Bank and Trust there, the Outlaws Gallery, from 11 to 12:30 is a listening session today. So folks in and around this area that want to participate in that, you certainly can right here in Watford City. All right, so we have some special guests here from the elementary school that are going to welcome the governor and Lieutenant Governor back to the school here. And we have some of the kids that have a question. We'll give them the first question to the governor. What's your name?
Kendall Ford.
What grade are you in, Kendall?
I am in second grade.
Wonderful. Good to meet you. Tell me your name.
Chase.
Where are you from, Chase?
Here.
Right here in Watford City. Of course you are. That's where you go to school, so that's where you're from. That was kind of a dumb question from me. I'm sorry about that. Chase, thanks for... Are you looking forward to field day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do out there?
If there's an egg race, I'm probably going to do that.
A what race?
Egg race.
An egg race. So you got to, like, carry an egg and run with it and all that? Oh, my gosh, I remember that. Thank you, Chase. What's your name?
Adam.
Do you like Batman?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I knew that?
Because I'm in the shirt.
Your T-shirt, exactly right. Good to meet you. What's your name?
Keyshawn.
How are you?
Good.
You going to go out to field day today, Keyshawn? Are you?
Yes.
What are you going to play? Don't know yet? Field day, by the way, is they go out and they just have all these games out there. They have a jumpy race, the whole thing. What's your name?
Aaron.
What's your last name?
Sanford.
Oh, Aaron Sanford. Aaron Sanford. Do you know this guy over here to next to us?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be your dad? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you're graduating from this elementary school today, huh? Second grade?
Yeah.
You'll be third grade next year? That's right.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Way to go, Aaron. Good to see you.
Are you on the news?
What's your name?
Faith.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your favorite subject in school?
Reading.
Reading. Awesome. Are you glad school's done?
Yeah.
Oh, your teacher heard that. She did. She's sad it's done, but you're glad. All right. Good to see you. Okay, here's two kids that are going to ask a question of the governor. What's your name?
Camilla.
Camilla. And your name?
Mason.
Mason. Camilla Mason. What's your question for the governor?
What's his favorite thing about his job?
The favorite thing about your job, Governor?
Well, I think the favorite thing about my job is when I get to visit schools and visit communities like we are today, especially on great days like this. So it's fun to see the future in North Dakota and all of you young people and all the promise you meet for the future. So great to be with you guys.
That's pretty cool. What's your question?
Is your favorite food pizza?
My favorite food is spaghetti, but pizza is number two.
is your favorite food spaghetti or a pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, kids.
Thank you all for being here. Last day of school. Let's hear a cheer. Guys, come around the microphone and give a cheer for the last day of school.
Yeah, go Wolves. Go Wolves.
No!
All right. Good job. See you guys.
Have fun on the last day.
Absolutely adorable. We're back with our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford staying here as well, and we are chatting about the Main Street Initiative today. As you go town to town with this program, what's the ultimate goal? As I look ahead, a few years down the road, what do you want to come out of this?
Well, I think the key here is the long-term viability of our state, and it's that's always built on the economy, and today the economy is built on 21st century workforce, and we're competing at a very unique time. This is the first time in the history of the nation where there are more jobs available in the entire country than there are people seeking those jobs. And so we are now not competing, community to community. We're competing as a state to try to attract the top talent, not just from other states, but from literally around the world, to try to attract that talent to come, put their roots down here, raise their families here. I mean, it really almost is, goes back to the beginning of our state when we had, people coming from around the world to settle and develop North Dakota. Now we're in that spot here where the opportunity exceeds the number of people here. So to attract that 21st century workforce, and we've got over 30,000 jobs available in the state. Lots of those jobs are available right here in this county and in this part of the state. And to do that, we've got to have vibrant, healthy communities where people want to bring families. And Brent understood that when he was mayor. He's been working on this thing for over a decade, which is you can't fill the jobs unless you've got a community that people want to live in. And so that's and then the other piece is the smart infrastructure, because people don't want to live in a community where they got super high property taxes. They want to live in a place that's walkable and connected and safe, healthy, vibrant, all those things. And that requires you have a collaboration among local political subdivisions. It requires smart planning and design. It requires people to understand the economics of building cities, and that's what we're trying to do is provide the resources and the tools to the local leaders across our state, so they've got the tools they need to make great decisions to build communities that are going to help them solve their issues.
So you mentioned that it takes leadership. Brent mentioned the collaboration that's necessary. Is there a recognition of that community to community? Obviously, they get it in Watford City, but are there other Brent Sanfords in the towns you're visiting who understand, look, we just got to set aside whatever our particular agendas are and collaborate as much as possible to be able to focus on an issue here?
Well, I would say, there's a bell curve. We got some communities that get it, and they completely get it, and collaboration's very high. Others that are starting to get it, and we have other communities that sadly, haven't got it figured out. I mean, they're competing with each other versus collaborating, And again, when you come to a local community, sometimes you've got three different taxing authorities. You've got a local park district with a separate elected board. You've got a school district with a separate elected board. You've got the city, city commission or city council that's elected. Then you overlay a county on top of that. Sometimes it's townships, water boards. I mean, you get all these different layers of political government. We've got, in North Dakota, we got more elected officials per capita than any place in the country. And that part is great because we've got a lot of local engagement. But it also makes collaboration a little bit more of a challenge as well. But when the collaboration happens, great things can occur.
We're not alone in this challenge. Obviously, South Dakota's having this debate. Minnesota's having this debate. I mean, in the economy we have, thanks to, the Trump administration nationwide now, we don't have the luxury we once had of being a growing economy where everybody else was shrinking and everybody wanted a job so they'd come here. How do you, in that environment, differentiate yourself? How does the Main Street Initiative elevate our communities to the point where we get an edge, do you think, Brent?
Well, there's so many different ideas. Think of other states. I mean, there's incentives for college tuition. There's incentives for moving to a community, and there's been all these different things have been tried. But what we feel is working well in the parts of this state that are succeeding is more of a build it and they will come type approach, where if you're smart in how they put the community together, with, like we're talking about, lower taxes, be smart about the infrastructure decisions of how you're paying for them, And then be cognizant of the quality of life attributes. Make sure community infrastructure is part of your infrastructure plan. Make sure it's something that's inviting to the eye, inviting to young families, young people, people that will be walking through the main street. They've got to be able to see what does the main business district look like. Is it welcoming? You know, are there those things like the coffee shops and the small town restaurants and the community gathering spaces, the walking paths, the water parks, the places for the fitness? I tell you what, millennials, that's the top of their list. It might not be so much for Generation X like me, but it certainly is for millennials. Where am I going to work out?
And that's where I don't know that that older generation X and up, right? Grasps that, right, and ever will. I came to town. I didn't have a coffee shop. There wasn't any, the challenge here is getting a complete mindset shift, because that's the workforce you're trying to recruit. Who cares what you thought you needed when you came? Right now, we got to think about the people you need to come here and the age range that will fill jobs that are available. But it really takes a total shift in thinking how they think rather than how you think, right, Governor?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because you know they're not looking for a huge home with a three-car garage and a, you know, dining room that gets used on two holidays a year. I mean, they're, you know, they want a coffee shop with a high-speed internet, place where you can collaborate. And I think the other thing which we have to talk about too is schools, because we'd love to show people these communities, but if you go online before you think about moving to North Dakota and you Google that community and you see that there's 30,
and
you see there's 35 kids in a kindergarten class and they're in a temporary trailer. One of the things that Brent and I have talked about is we've got to get to on-time funding as a state to support our fastest-growing communities, because our fastest-growing communities is where the biggest chunk of jobs are, and that's where people are moving to. And so there's some things that we can do at the state level to help support help support this happen. But right here in Watford, incredible things: the Rough Rider Center, the new high school, the new hospital, what's happened on Main Street. All the pieces are in place here, and as Brent said, they were smart about how they built it and built it. They did come, and we're sitting here today in the fastest growing community, one of the fastest growing communities in the country. Certainly, the fastest growing community in the state of North Dakota is Watford City.
Tim in Bismarck with a question or comment. Go ahead, Tim. You're up.
Yes, I've spent all my adult life in Bismarck, except for a couple of years in Wyoming and Colorado, but I was working up in the oil patch during the beginning times there when things are so chaotic. And I was in Watford for a couple of years, and people living everywhere, tents, wherever they could find a place to live, people were living. And I can't imagine anybody doing a better job than Brent Sanford. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but things went very, very well considering the huge influx of people.
Couldn't agree anymore, Tim. Saw it with my own eyes. Pretty amazing thing. And I was just thinking about that. The governor was talking about the new school and the Rough Rider Center and some of those things. I mean, it was not all that long ago that it was chaos. I mean, I filmed videos,
5 years ago. I just pulled that out, Scott.
Oh.
2014, you took me around for a tour.
Yeah.
And to see the difference in 5 years. And 5 years isn't very long.
No.
The difference is astounding. But it took a lot of working together.
Yeah, but I was in Watford when you had to go out of your way to look for a license plate from North Dakota. You couldn't hardly find one. And just look to where they're at today. You did an excellent job up there.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, good call. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. Can the, secret sauce of Watford City transfer to, the Langdons, the Graftons, the Oaks, everywhere?
The principles apply to every community. They're going to have to be implemented with the local twist and the local flavor. But we've got 64 communities of all sizes have engaged on Main Street. That represents over 500,000 people in our state are in communities who've raised their hand and said, we want to get smart about how we're building a community for the future.
I want to talk a little bit about smart infrastructure. You mentioned that earlier, but I don't think that's necessarily on the radar of the average taxpaying citizen. But really, it's extraordinarily important to their bottom line when it comes to property taxes, and you do have to engage on it, So we'll talk about that when we come back with our guest, Governor Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in Watford.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City?
Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On What's On Your Mind, we're in Watford City. We're in a booming little school here, K through 2, 550 kids enrolled here, and the school population pretty amazing. We're going to chat with Watford City Superintendent Steve Holland later on in the program today, so look forward to that conversation too. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are helping a number of businesses all throughout North Dakota, names you would know, big manufacturers, watch their bottom line, and doing it through the maintenance of their mechanical heating and cooling systems. One great story I know, they were doing just a mechanical for a company, and the company came in and said, you know, could you also maintain our assembly line? They're like, well, we normally do heating and cooling. No, you guys are so good, so they're doing that as well. They really, and again, bottom line certainty is what the businesses get. Find out more, hatandsons.com, or call them at 223-3393. Back with Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford, who are going to leave here in about 6 minutes and start a walk all the way through the main street in the downtown, and then host a listening session at 11 o'clock this morning at Outlaws Gallery. As well to talk a little bit about the Main Street Initiative and listen to folks. So a good chance to take part in all that. Smart infrastructure is one thing I want to ask you about, Governor. The Lieutenant Governor brought it up. You mentioned the amenities. Let's use Fargo as an example. A lot of neat amenities downtown. I tell people all the time, you bring somebody in to fill a position in Fargo. They're from somewhere else. Where do you bring them first? Downtown. You don't bring them to the mall. You bring them downtown. They go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this downtown, right? Yet, when you talk about smart infrastructure, Fargo's also responsible for putting Davies School down at 72nd, right, and having to have all that infrastructure go there. The cost of taxpayers a ton of money in special assessments and everything else. But the second that you say that, as no longer a Fargo resident, now as a governor, you're telling Fargo what to do all of a sudden. I believe the only way that you win that argument is if citizens get involved and say, wait a minute, why are we doing this? Why are we building it down here? But I didn't see it in Fargo. I haven't seen it in a lot of other places where there's active citizen involvement in that level of decision. They need to be, though, don't they?
No, absolutely they do, and they need to understand the consequences. And this is why our team working at the Department of Commerce in the state, we're trying to work on having community dashboards, getting the information out so everybody in the community can see the transparency about what the real costs are behind these decisions. And because people have to understand a little bit of math, and the math is the ratio of the length and the linear feet of everything, the linear feet of streets, the linear feet of sidewalks, the linear feet of sewer, the linear feet of all that, because that's what drives...
It's all money.
It's all money, but then it also drives the number of water towers, the number of fire stations, response times. It drives
more money.
It drives the miles you have to snowplow. I mean, Fargo's got 1,700 lane miles of snow plowing to do now. That's like from Fargo to Bangor, Maine. And when you get there, you could plow Bangor Main streets and you'd still be in that 1,700 lane miles. I mean, so you've got the city of Fargo is now approaching 50 square miles. That's more than Boston or San Francisco. And so, yeah, the community does need to get engaged in these decisions, because when you, build a school district makes a decision to build on the edge, to buy cheap land, they go to the edge, then a different group, the city, has to chase them with infrastructure. Along come the specials, along come higher property taxes, all this stuff. And that's what's just driving the cost up. And that's why, again, we have to think about the way people built cities 100 years ago, which was they had multiple uses. They didn't have single-use zoning. They didn't say this is the residential area, this is the retail area, this is the light industrial area. I mean, that's a construct that we came up with that has to be challenged, because, why couldn't you have a coffee shop in a residential area? The neighborhood grocery store. Those were the communities that people loved and grew up in, 50, 60, 70 years ago. We've zoned all that out of possibility. And when you have those mixed uses, then people walk, they don't drive, it raises the property values. So it does get back to design, but the design drives the dollars, and some of the stuff that we're doing now, the traditional pattern of development, not just in Fargo, but in the United States, built around automobiles, doesn't pay for itself.
But the leaders are pushing back against, answering questions about that in these communities, so the taxpayers need to really say, hey, we're watching, we're paying attention. Like, for instance, the Operation Prairie Dog, $250 million a biennium forever, according to current law. How's that being used? Is it going to lower your property taxes? Is it going to, take some special assessments off? If you're not asking, I guarantee you the latest shiny thing is going to be funded with that, and that'll mean higher property taxes, not lower property taxes. So really need citizens to engage in this.
Yep, that should be the question. How is Operation Prairie Dog going to reduce our property taxes? That should be the question.
Yeah, ask the city, the county, the townships, all of them. Got to do it. We're across from Wolf Pup Daycare here, which was, yep. We've been there before, done a show from there, talked about that innovative idea. But just briefly, Brent, tell us about that as far as, again, to the workforce, to the Main Street Initiative. What role does...
Became one of the biggest bottlenecks for recruiting young families was the lack of daycare. And we're so lucky that Tessa Moberg came back from Minot State and started her own daycare on her own, came to Economic Developers early on and said, I want to start a daycare, and we helped her. And she had Wiggles and Giggles Daycare. It was her own business in an old apartment building, up to 60 kids. she filled up with 60 kids, and for years there was no room for growth. So when we saw this was one of the biggest bottlenecks for growth, the county, the city, the governor's office at the time, Jack Dalrymple, the school district came together. And what you see across the street is Wolf Run Village. That was our two biggest needs. One is essential service housing for the new teachers and cops and social workers. The next is daycare. Community came together for daycare as well. People ask me, how do you do that? It's not easy. We put sales tax towards it at the time to help pay for the building. You know, a lot of local incentives go towards it to keep that rate as reasonable as you can. So, again, collaboration.
Fascinating. Well, we'll let you guys get on the tour, and we'll catch up with you after and get your assessment of the day in Watford City. Thanks.
Great to be with
you, Scott. Governor Bergram and Lieutenant Governor Sanford on What's On Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.